this podcast, we are going to finish up Romans chapter 10, beginning in verse 14. I'm going to start off with a story. John Howland was born year 1592 in Fanstontown, UK. He voyaged across the ocean on a slightly known boat named the Mayflower. It was during a storm in which a wave swept John off of the deck. He was able to grasp onto a rope, the story is told, and hold on until sailors were able to save him using a boat hook. He was hopelessly lost, but for that rope hanging off of the ship. It was his one ray of hope, one and only chance to be saved. Today, we are encouraged that we are called to be a ray of hope, a chance for people's salvation by sharing the gospel with others. The gospel is simple yet glorious news that whoever will believe and confess will be saved. And all those who believe will not be disappointed. And they must hear, though. And that is what Paul brings up in verse 14. How then will they call on him whom they have not believed? As we considered last week, true belief results in true confession. But one cannot confess before they believe. So how will they believe in him whom they have not heard? One cannot believe on something or someone when they have not yet heard of them. And how will they hear without a preacher? One hears through the preaching or proclamation of God's word. God has used people such as the Apostle Paul, Hudson Taylor, Charles Spurgeon, William Carey, Jim Elliot, and the list could go on. And he uses each believer as they share the gospel with those around them. So how will they preach unless they are sent? How do these preachers come about, we ask? Well, we see the early church is raising men up, recognizing their gifts, and sending them forth. Just as it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news of good things. It is a glorious privilege to bring the good news to those who are perishing. When someone comes to your aid, it is an incredible relief. Think of a ship at sea for months hearing the term land ho. A lost child huddling in the cold dark night hearing their dad's voice call their name. Or a drowning person seeing a lifeguard's hand burst through the water to grab onto them and pull them to safety. We get to be that ray of hope to those around us. This does not mean, though, that every time you share the gospel, somebody will believe. In verse 16, it says, however, they did not all heed the good news. For Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed our report? So faith comes from hearing, and hearing by the word of Christ. So don't give up. Even though many people will not believe on Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior when you share the gospel with them, it is not a grounds to give up, because there may be individuals that come to know Christ. The gospel message has been proclaimed all around the world as well and must continue. Verse 18, but I say, surely they have never heard, have they? Indeed they have. Their voice has gone out into all the earth, and their words to the ends of the earth. So then he asks also, why did Israel not believe then? What is their excuse? In verse 19, it says, but I say, surely Israel did not know, did they? First Moses says, God testified through Moses. So I will make you jealous by that which is not a nation. By a nation without understanding will I anger you. God foretold Israel's rebellion and turning to the non-chosen nations to bring about jealousy. Verse 20, and Isaiah is very bold and says, I was found by those who did not seek me. I became manifest to those who did not ask for me. He has become known to us, the Gentiles. Though we were not seeking for salvation, though we were not seeking after God, he brought salvation to us. So why is Israel rebelling and rejecting the Messiah? Well, verse 21, but as for Israel, he says, all the day long I have stretched out my hands to a disobedient and obstinate people. It is based upon their rejection, their disobedience, and their obstinance. So what does this mean? Well, all the glory goes to God. God saves even though men do not seek him. Therefore, share the gospel. How can they believe when they have not heard? How can they hear unless they are told? Hearing the gospel does not mean inherently that somebody will be saved. But people's rejection of the gospel is blamed upon their disobedience. We are simply called to share. John Howland was pulled aboard. He finished his trek across the ocean and landed on Plymouth Rock. He was married to Elizabeth Tilley. They had children. Desire, Hope, John, Elizabeth, Lydia, Hannah, Joseph, Jabez, Ruth, and Isaac. And now there are millions of descendants, including the Bush family, Mrs. Theodore Roosevelt, and myself. all because this one man, John Howland, was saved. You see, we have the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ to share, to be a ray of hope. And when God saves one person, you never know how God could impact others through that one individual. So even if you go through your whole life and share the gospel a million times, if one person comes to know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, it is worth it. So my encouragement this morning is go share the good news with all those around you. God does not disappoint. Whoever will call upon the name of the Lord will be saved.